Greetings, friends. In our last program, we saw in the scriptures that God says that we cannot serve Him and mammon. And we found out that mammon is the pursuit of riches, as though mammon was a person that we wanted to have a relationship with more than God Almighty. And so God says He can't have it that way. God has to be first in our lives. And if God is not first in our lives, then we're going to have mammon first in our lives. We're going to have this as our sweetheart. And that cannot be. But if it is, and if we choose that way, then we have to live with the consequences. But we should not desire that way, because all of the consequences there will ultimately be bad. Everything that we depend on, that we think money or mammon can bring us, will eventually fail. Only God will give us the peace and the joy and the everlasting life that we so yearn for. And God tells us very clearly that we can evaluate where we are in this life to see if we are in love with mammon or if we're in love with God. And one of the questions that I said I wanted you to ask yourself in our last program is, what do you spend your money on? Because this question will help you to determine where you are in your relationship with God. Do you love Almighty God more than you love the almighty dollar? And there are two other questions too, besides the first question, which is, what do you spend your money on? The second question is, what do you spend your time on? And the third question is, what are you willing to do if you find out that you do serve mammon more than God? But in today's program, we're only going to cover the first question, which is, what do you spend your money on? And God tells us very clearly, one of the main ways we can determine if we are serving Him or serving mammon is to determine where our treasure is. And let's turn over to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21, because there's a scripture that talks about where our treasure is. This is in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21. It says, "Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also." Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. In other words, what you spend your money on tells God a lot about what you treasure in life. So where your treasure is, or what you treasure, that's where your heart is. And what you treasure, you're going to spend money on it. So where your treasure is, where you put your money, because you value where you're putting your money, that's where your heart is going to be. That's where your emotions will be. That's where your desire will be. That's where you feel like you're going to receive your joy and your peace from. That's where you feel like you're going to receive your satisfaction. Wherever your money is, your interest in, whatever you value highly, whatever you treasure, that's where you're going to put your treasure. That's where your heart will be. So what you spend your money on tells God a lot about what you treasure in life. So let's take a look at your spending. That's a fair thing to do, right? If putting your money in a certain place helps God to determine if you're serving Him or serving mammon, then it's a fair thing to take a look at our spending to see what we spend our money on. Now, if you're a typical single American earning $15 per hour, which is $31,200 per year, or $2,600 per month, then here's where you spend your paycheck each month. Now, we could go into, of course, a family of four with the husband and wife working. We could go into a family of four where there's just the mother. There's an absentee dad. You got the three children. But I'm just going to take a typical American as an example. So this is a typical single person, an American, earning $15 per hour, which is a good salary. And that turns out to be $31,200 per year, or $2,600 per month. And so now we're going to see where that money goes. And you might want to have your own chart develop is just two columns where you have a category on the one hand of where your spending goes, and then on the right hand side, for instance, in the second category, you can put down how much money you spend on something per month. And you know, some bills come due, like maybe your insurance for your car insurance, that comes due every 6 months. So whatever you spend for the entire year, you can just divide that by 12 to see how much you have to spend per month. Alright, so let's take the first thing, taxes. You really can't do much about that. Not if you want to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And Jesus says indeed, we should pay to Uncle Sam, in this case, that's our Caesar, Uncle Sam, what Uncle Sam is due. Now, I'm not advocating that you give to Uncle Sam more than what you should. You should look for every legal tax break there is. Man, we covered some financial steps in a previous series of programs called Biblical Economics. And if you haven't heard that, you can log on to our website, which we'll have for you at the end of the program, and you can read that. All of our literature is free. But going back to this, taxes. That's something that you have to pay. Let's say that that's at 15%, because most people are in the 15% tax bracket. That comes out to $390 per month that you're going to be spending on taxes. Then you have your mortgage or your rent, depending on if you own a home or if you're renting an apartment or a condo, something like that. But let's just say that it's $1,000 per month. And of course, with that mortgage, that's going to include your house insurance and your property taxes. Now also, along with your rent or your mortgage, probably have to pay utilities like heating, water, trash. If you're renting, you might not have to pay the same amount, but there could be some other fees in there. So utilities, let's say that's $150 per month. And then you have a car, and this is a car loan, and most people have a car loan. Most people don't save enough money to buy a car with cash. Lots of people, of course, go and do these car leases, which is a horrible thing to do in most cases, unless you have a business and you can write that off. But say that you have a car loan for $300. Then you have to put gasoline in your car. That's about $110 per month. And you know, with some of the turmoil that we're having around the world, that could even double, literally. But then you do have your auto insurance. Let's say that that's $50 per month, which is only $600 per year. Most likely it's going to be a whole lot more than that, but this is a conservative figure. Then for food, you probably spend $300 per month for food. And when I say food, it means when you go to the grocery store, you might buy some razors, or you might buy deodorant, hopefully, or some soap, hopefully. But so that's all included. When I say food, it's really grocery shopping, going to the grocery store to buy all the things that you need from a grocery store. Then also, you probably, even if you work for a wonderful company who subsidizes your health insurance payments, you probably still have to pay something as a premium, and maybe that's $100 per month for your health insurance, your dental insurance, eye insurance, and health insurance. Then most people have a cell phone. That's probably $50 per month. And then most people have either satellite or cable TV. That's another $50 per month. And then there's the entertainment. And that could be any vacations that you go on, small or large vacations. Be something as simple as going out to a movie or dinner, whatever is considered entertainment. So all of those things would add up to $2,600 per month. So if you're making $2,600 per month, then after taxes, after all of your expenses, that comes out to $2,600 per month. Now, I haven't mentioned anything about emergencies. And there's probably a number of other things that I've missed that you're spending money on. Again, if you're the average American, you're probably spending in a lot more categories than what I listed. And that's why I advocate that you write out your own list. So emergencies come up. There's other things that I've missed. And you know what? If you're making $2,600 per month and you've spent $2,600 per month before you've even gotten to the emergencies or other things that I haven't listed, then guess how most people pay for that? That's right, with credit cards. So I didn't even put that into the equation, but let's just say that with emergencies that come up throughout the year, with any other categories that I might have missed, let's say that you spend another $400 per month, which most people in America spend more than what they earn. That means that you're spending $3,000 per month and your income is only $2,600 per month, so you have a deficit of $400 per month, which means that you have some serious debt. And on top of everything, what is missing in this list? Just think about it for a second. Out of all the things I listed, there's something big, huge, that's missing. What is this big, huge thing that's missing? It's God. Do you spend any money on God? Do you give tithes and offerings? Do you spend any money on helping people in need? God says that we should help those people who are less fortunate than us. Do you spend any money helping people in need? So remember the scripture. The scripture says where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. What you spend your money on tells God a lot about what you treasure in life.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.